listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
And now it's a fun time. We always talk travel with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners. And Sharon, you know, we always have so many different wonderful subjects. I'm learning so many different things here. Now, what are we talking about this week?
Well, let's talk about transportation. Anytime you need to go somewhere for a trip, if you're using commercial companies, you got to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And so transportation, I think, would be a good topic to start with. I hear a lot of people having issues with flying or trains or cruises or whatever.
Well, like you said, yeah, there's so many different, and that's a whole other part of your travel experience, obviously, is getting there. I mean, you know, you can opt for rental cars or motor coaches or anything.
There's a lot of ways to get where you want to go. That's true. I think the biggest thing is to pack a lot of patience.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, we just never know. You're dealing with companies that employ people, human people,
mm-hmm.
and things happen. So always have a plan B. Be sure you take your phone numbers of everybody with you and your cell phone or whatever so you can see if there's changes happen. Lots of things happen in the airline industry, whether it's trains or motor coaches or rental cars. There's just a lot of things that can go wrong with a trip.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it could be equipment failure. I mean, we hear about all kinds of crew strikes. I mean, you know, weather problems, all sorts of things like that.
Yeah. And so when you're booking your air, you know, don't go too late in the day, because as the day gets later, the flight delays get longer. So, especially if it's an up and down the coast kind of flight, and that's what they do all day long, you know, it might start with 10 minutes late in the morning, and by the last flight at night, it's an hour late. So, it just keeps pushing back.
Exactly. And then when you talk about connections, all kinds of craziness
can
happen.
I mean, there's everything can happen. You got weather, you've got equipment, like you said, equipment failure. Crews don't show up. Maybe the crew can't get in from a flight that they were on before. I've had so many, and you fly too. So, you know, there's all kinds of things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you need a plan B. What are you going to do if
right.
you can't get on that flight at that particular time?
Yeah, and one thing that I have found, and I know you've talked about it before, but be sure that your airline, if you are doing air travel, that they've got your email, your phone numbers, and in case of any changes, a way that they can reach you.
Right. And you watch, too. I mean, it's not just up to them to let you know, but you need to be proactive, too. And you need to be looking online to make sure your flights haven't been changed. You know, they do what's called equipment changes.
Mm-hmm.
So every time they change equipment, which means change an airplane out, put a different airplane in, that has a different number, and it could go to a different gate. So there's a lot of things that can change. You be watching that, even the night before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
And see.
And then another thing, too, that I get frustrated with and confused is they've always got new rules for baggage.
Oh, this can be just a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the last couple of weeks, I've had clients that had all kinds of problems. You get to the counter and you're overweight and you're scrambling. I had one guy, he said he was putting on all the clothes he could find. He was putting them on while he was checking.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was overweight. They didn't weigh him. But
thank goodness.
Peg.
Yeah. Before long, they're going to be weighing all of us like cattle.
I know. I've been on those planes, too, in Africa, where you have to wait to get on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a lot of things to be careful of. Weight is a big issue. And some suitcases, they're at the limit before you even put anything in them.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah. I've had to lay on my bag to be able to, you know. You know that's bad. It's like in the old days, the pair of jeans that are so tight that you got to lay down to zip them up.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, too, if you book online, what are some of the rules we want to stick by with that about finding a legitimate carrier?
Yes, I had people, I didn't book it. They booked it themselves. but it was in Europe, and they booked a carrier that didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that happened. I didn't get the whole story, but they had to sit in the airport for 2 or 3 days to try and find a flight home, because at that point, everything legitimate was booked. So make sure you're booking carriers that are reputable.
How do we find out, though?
Use a travel agent.
There's a plug for you right there. I've experienced this only. I was in Costa Rica, and this is many, 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 many years ago. It was just one of these situations where we had taken the bus to the ocean, to the beaches, and it was this 3-hour trip where, these windy roads where they're steep and you look down the ravine and there's buses down there, that have crashed. I know that's a good feeling.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah. So by the time we got to the beach, we said, well, the heck with that noise. We're not taking that friggin' bus back. So we got this little flight last minute. And I swear I have never had, I've had worse flights, but this is kind of takes the cake. And the whole thing was, we were tilted, and the pilots were throwing peanut shells back at the passengers. And it was just a terrible flight. But you got to be really, really careful.
Yeah. One I was on in China was the worst flight I've ever been on. And the next week it crashed.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, now, there's stories you can tell forever if you travel very much.
So it's not just the destination we're going to. We, people just think in terms of travel, it's like, oh, yes, but we're going here, we're going to China, we're going here. But no, it's how we get here to these places, and there's right. So many different things. What about, obviously, cruise lines is your specialty. Let's move into that subject.
Well, that's an interesting one to use it as transportation. People don't always think of a cruise ship as transportation. But if you have the time, doing a transatlantic to get to Europe or a transpacific to Hawaii or Asia is a great way to go. Relaxing, your meals are all there, you're not rushing to get to an airport and so forth. And I found one the other day that was cheaper than flying. So there again, you need the time.
Uh-huh.
And repositioning cruises, when they move a bunch of ships like from Alaska to the Caribbean or whatever, that's a great way to do a repositioning cruise and to get to a different place.
And that's such a good point. You don't have to just go on a cruise to be on a cruise, you're taking a cruise as a means to get to somewhere wonderful, but always talk to a professional. I mean, for the certification, obviously, when you're booking.
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you're on a reputable ship. There are cruise lines out there too, not just airlines that have issues. There are cruise lines that I wouldn't put anybody on because the ships, I don't think they're safe.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're just talking to an order taker many of the times.
Most of the time, if you're booking it online, you may not even be talking to anybody. You might just be pushing buttons, and then who knows what you're getting.
And different strokes for different folks. Not all cruises or ships are right for everyone.
Right. Some people think every cruise line is alike. And every ship is alike, but they're totally different.
No. Trains. Let's talk trains, because I just think that's a wonderful means of travel. But then again, I've never been on a really, really long train trip.
Yeah, trains are great, and they're all over the world now. Mm-hmm. Even China has the bullet trains. Years ago, I wouldn't put anybody on a train in China because you sat on a bench. But now it's wonderful. They're everywhere. But the thing to remember is that the train tracks in Europe are owned by the passenger trains. So therefore, they are on time. And you better be standing on that platform when your train comes by. Where in the U.S., they're owned by the freight trains. So here comes a freight train. The passenger train's got to move over and mm-hmm. let the freight train go by.
Right.
So there's a big difference in the timing.
Oh, yeah. If you're in Europe and you're not there, forget about it.
Yeah, they come in. I had to throw my suitcase out the door onto the train track and jump because he didn't hardly slow down. So, they're in a hurry. They're going to get you where they travel on time.
But you can buy all kinds of ticket packages for Europe travel, right?
Right. You can get 2 countries, 4 countries. You can get all of Europe. You can just hop on, hop off trains all over Europe and have great way to see the countries and the little villages. There's also packages you can do that include a rental car. So if you're in a little town somewhere and you want to get a car and go out in the countryside and then bring it back, get back on the train, go somewhere else, that's a great way to see the country in Europe. But don't overpack. Oh, my gosh. You know, go light.
Yeah, so with rental cars, too, the rule of thumb, and especially in Europe, how different it is. Was it the trunk size that they...
Yeah, they go by trunk size. They also go by stick shift or automatic. Mm-hmm. They price them that way. So there's some different nuances that we don't have in this country. Always, always, always buy insurance from the rental company. Don't depend on your insurance, because if they can't get hold of you, you might be stuck there. You might miss your plane. You might be stuck there and need a hotel for a few days. It's not worth it. So add on the insurance. And then read your details, because you're going to get sticker shock when you get to the counter if you don't.
Mm-hmm. And then you talk about maybe not driving on your own in these other countries, obviously.
Oh, in the big cities, definitely. But I had a group of guys in Italy. They got off on the wrong road. They were trying to get to a cemetery, a World War II cemetery. They got on the wrong road.
Oh, gosh.
They got fined. They got lost. I mean, they didn't know where they were going. And, they were freaking out.
It's a nightmare. This is why we have to call you, Sharon.
Yeah, no, not from a country.
Not from a country to complain, saying, hey, we're in trouble. But to have you book these things for us and to find the right places.
Yeah.
And once again, I'm talking with Sharon Emerson, our travel expert with Cruise and Tour Planners. And you can give Sharon a call directly at 206-367-7657. And Sharon, it's just been fun as always.
Thank you so much, Wendy.
Coming up, we've got a great recipe. We've got Chef Dash with Collector's Choice in Snohomish, and we've also got Chris Lund, so don't go away. It's all coming up right here on Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back. In the mood for a San Juan Island getaway? Then hop on the ferry and head to Orcas Island and visit Cascade Harbor Inn in East Sound. A wonderful retreat close to Moran State Park. An outdoor mecca for all kinds of outdoor adventures, including biking, kayaking, hiking, even birdwatching. You'll also find spectacular views from Mount Constitution. And speaking of views, it doesn't get much better than from your private balcony in your room or suite of Cascade Bay or Turtleback Mountain. You'll also find fully equipped kitchens and fireplaces. And close by in East Sound, you'll definitely want to do some shopping. You'll find all kinds of wonderful restaurants as well. So whether you're looking for an overnight for two or a special retreat for family or friends, be sure to visit Cascade Harbor Inn on Orcas Island. For more information, call 1-800-201-2120. That's 1-800-201-2120. Or stop by their website at cascadeharborinn.com.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest and the audience that's listening. This is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, we don't mess around. You're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you, and we look forward to seeing you and feeding you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
Looking for the perfect fall getaway? How about a beautiful sunset over the San Juan Islands or a sunrise over Mount Baker? It doesn't get much better than that. I'm talking about the Birch Bay Getaway in Blaine, Washington. The secluded beach setting is a great choice for romantic getaways to big family reunions because they've got over 13 accommodations to choose from. This includes luxury cottages and beautiful ocean view suites. Birch Bay Getaway can also host business group meetings and wedding parties, and they've even got a large gazebo you can use as well. At Birch Bay Getaway, both cottages and suites feature full kitchens, separate living areas, cozy fireplaces, full baths, and decks with barbecues. So So whether you've got the Olympics on your mind, fresh seafood, golfing, or just time planned for relaxation, you're sure to find it at Birch Bay Getaway. Just a 5-minute drive west of I-5 at the Birch Bay Road exit 276. For more information, call 877-627-2229 or visit birchbaygetaway.com.